Unit 5. The World's Most Popular Monster. Page 55.
Godzilla has destroyed Tokyo several times, but he has also saved it from alien creatures. He has been killed in many different ways, but he keeps returning. He stands 50 meters tall. He has sharp teeth and claws, and he breathes fire. But he is not always a frightening monster. Sometimes he is friendly, sometimes even funny. Godzilla first appeared in 1954 in Japan, in the movie Gojira. Like all Japanese Godzilla films, Gojira was made by Toho Studios. The name Gojira is a combination of the English word gorilla and Kujira, the Japanese word for whale. It came from the nickname of a large, tough-looking employee of Toho Studios. The movie was released in the United States in 1956 as Godzilla, King of the Monsters. Filmed in black and white, this first film is very somber. Godzilla is a frightening creature, a giant prehistoric reptile that resembles Tyrannosaurus Rex. He is awakened by nuclear weapons testing, and he wakes up in a bad mood. The monster attacks Tokyo again and again, and many people die. The actors in the movie seem truly terrified when he attacks the city. In Japan, the United States, and elsewhere, Godzilla, King of the Monsters, made audiences hide under their seats. The dark tone of the first movie comes from the director, Ishiro Honda, who was a soldier during World War II. Honda was strongly affected by the use of atomic bombs at the end of the war. Science never produces just happiness. It also produces the opposite, as Godzilla shows, he once said. The director wanted the Godzilla movie to warn the world of the dangers of nuclear testing and nuclear war. The second film in the series, King Kong vs. Godzilla, 1962, features the most famous monster from the West, a giant gorilla, fighting the top monster of the East. The Japanese version and the U.S. version of this movie are exactly the same until the final scene. In both, the two monsters disappear into the sea. However, Godzilla is apparently the winner of the fight in the Japanese version. In the U.S. version, King Kong seems to be the victor. Godzilla became so popular that there were many more sequels. Later Godzilla movies were made for a younger audience, and the movies are not as scary as the original. The third movie, Godzilla vs. Mothra, 1964, features a giant moth, which is frightening only if you own a giant sweater. Godzilla's personality changed, too. Beginning with Ghidra, the three-headed monster, 1965, he becomes a more or less helpful monster. In most of these movies, Godzilla and his monster friends fight alien creatures who invade Earth. Godzilla eventually became, well, silly. In one movie, his fiery breath turns into smoke rings. In another, he learns to speak. In Godzilla vs. Monster Zero, 1969, he even dances. Director Ichiro Honda objected to the idea of making Godzilla ridiculous, and he retired from making Godzilla movies. Meanwhile, Toho Studios' budget for special effects got smaller and smaller. The monsters were operated mainly by pseudimation. In other words, an actor put on a rubber monster suit. In sequels such as Godzilla vs. the Smog Monster, 1972, the acting is poor, and so is the language dubbing. In 1998, Godzilla was reinvented by Hollywood. Modern computerized special effects were used in place of pseudimation. In this movie, Godzilla travels to New York City. Like the original, this Godzilla has no regard for private or public property and destroys many landmarks. However, this Godzilla is larger, over 65 meters, and faster than the original monster. Furthermore, the new Godzilla is not male, but female, and she lays eggs that hatch into baby Godzillas. By the end of the movie, Mama Godzilla and all her babies are destroyed. All but one. Not only is Godzilla the most recognizable giant monster in the world, but he, or she, also has staying power. Over 22 sequels have been made. Will there be more Godzilla movies? Who knows? That last baby Godzilla might grow up.